Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Vishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Agaritas of Masechet Shabbos. We nishmas Maris Esther Vasu Shmua, Maris Chana Batskana, Vasad Achanas of Meir Zev, Alexander Zisha Ben Rav Yosef, Rav Shmua Pinchas Ben Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and the Swiss Reforz Chayu Chavit Fega, Vasim Chavis Vasim, Son Shachal Yisrael, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Reizol, Shlom Shachal Yisrael. The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos tells us that Chamor Yotze B'Medaz B'Man Shekshur Bo, a donkey may go out with a saddle cloth when it is tied onto it. Zecharim Yotzim Levuvim, rams may go out attached. Rachelos, Yotzos, Shchuzos, Kvulos, Ukvonos, ewes may go out held, tied, or fastened. So the Gemara explains the case of attached, held, tied, fastened. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bekulan, Chutzman, Rachelos, Kvulchelin, Kvulos. Rabbi Yossi says in all cases it's Aser, except for that of the Rachelim that go out fastened. Ad kan mikidrei kotsho shel mishnah. The Gemara nafnan dalid says yus may go out tied. Mike Vulas, what does it mean tied? Shemechablim alya shelahem lemata, that their alia, their tails, are tied by their owners downward, covering their genitals, kedei shelo yalu aleihem hazecharim, so that the males will not mount them. My mashma the high kavel lishin delavit peirahu. What indicates that this term kavel denotes non-productivity? So we know kavo means tied. How do we know tied means not making pairs, not being productive, not producing children? What are these cities you give me, my brother? My grala merits kavol yom, and he called them the land of kavol to this day. My eretz kavol, this is talking about chiram. Melech Tzor provided materials and craftsmen for the building of the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo paid him by giving him 20 cities in the Galil. And the Pasuk records Chiram's reaction to this payment. He says, what did you give me? And he called him the land of Kavul to this day. My Eretz Kavul. What does it mean? It says the land of Kavul. Amar Rav Huna, Shiyu B'nai Adam, Shemechubalim B'Kesef U'Bizav. It means that there were people in that land who were wrapped in silver and gold. Amalei Rava Yihachi, Hainu Dechsiv, how will you explain the Pasuk? Lo Yashu Be'enav. Chiram departed from Tzor to see the cities Shlomo had given him, and they didn't please him. Neshim Mechubalim Mekesef Izzel, because they were wrapped in gold and silver. Lo Yashu Be'enav, he didn't like them. The Rebbe said, yeah, in. It's true. That is why they didn't please him. Kevan da'ati reyum fanke, since the inhabitants were wealthy and fastidious, funakim, o'avdi avidita, they wouldn't work. I.e., they wouldn't be pressed into the king's service. The word kavul is used in reference to people who don't produce for the king. So the Gemara demonstrates the link between the word kavul and non-productivity. So when the Mishnah says, yus may go out kavulos, it means their tails would be tied downwards. Their tails would be tied downwards, preventing copulation. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara. Says the Rav Zatzal, this is Einaya, page 20, Os Vav, Hachirut ha'amitit, hinemtzet v'heyot ha'matzav mat'im, l'netiyot ha'tiviot, shebi'yitzur ha'hu, shi'yatzu ala po'al ha'shalem. Alken, miwa ra'ui la'achirut ha'rchava, מי שכבר בא למידה זו שכל כך רמו ותארו נטיותיו בטבע, שכל אשר יותר ירחיבו את צעדיהם להתפתח ולצאת אל פעולם הגמור, יותר ירבו הטוב וההצלחה לעצמו לעולם. True chairus is found when, this is an amazing idea, when a person's external situation fits with his natural inclination that they will be able to be fully actualized. Therefore, who is fitting for expansive cheirus? Somebody who has already come to this place that his natural inclinations are so elevated and pure that the more he will expand his steps to develop and actualize them, there will be more good for him and for the world. Who is roi for cheirus? Cheirus means that your external situation fits your internal nature. It allows your internal nature to, it allows you to actualize your internal talents and abilities. And the one who is fitting for true freedom is somebody whose natural inclinations are very pure. And therefore, where they are completely actualized, it will bring good to the world. Such a person is fitting for cheirus. Cheirus, amazing idea. I'm a certain type of person. I have a certain nature. And cheirus is when I'm in a situation that I am able to completely be myself, completely fulfill my capacity. So for example, if I am a musical person, which for the record I'm not, if I am a musical person and I find myself in college and I'm majoring in musicology, or I am spending my days writing and recording music, that's cheirus, because that's me. If I'm artistic, or I don't want to better not talk about myself, if you're artistic and you spend your time involved in art, creating art, observing art, studying art, so then you can become the true you. Because that's who you are. Those are your natural inclinations. And the Rav talks about that a lot. This notion that to be your true self is cheirus. That's what we're striving for. But your true self, in other words, your nature has to be pure. We have parts of our nature that aren't so good. For example, people have a sexual inclination. So you want to say, what's freedom? And there are people who look at it this way. They just, have multiple partners, and they have open relationships, what they call today, which is just znus. It's mamish gilui arayos without an end. The person says, hey, that's me. I'm a guy. I'm attracted to women, so let me just be myself. So it's true. That is his nature, but this is something that has to be curbed. It's not going to. It doesn't bring good to the world when people are megalei arayos. So who do we want to give complete freedom to? We want to give complete freedom to the type of person who will use this freedom in the best possible way, which means that his natural inclinations are pure, and his motivations are pure, such that when he actualizes himself, it's going to bring good to the world. And that's what Chazal mean when they say Ein Ben Chorin Elamisha Osik B'Talmud Torah. You know what true freedom is? You're sitting and learning. Which means that your natural inclination is to be close to Hashem, to understand His Torah, and the Mela, if you're learning, so that's Chayus. Now you're free. Now you're free because you're actualizing yourself. Your soul, Yisrael Kutcherich of Arayt Suchad. So when you're being close to God and close to His Torah, so that is true Chayus. Incredible. Hanatiyot shonot. So, for crying out loud, what does that have to do with this kavul? What does that have to do with kavul? And tying the tails down so that they don't mount. Males won't mount on them. Umer Rav. הנטיות שונות הם. ישנן שנמצאות בטבע, כי אם בשביל המטרה של עצם הנושא של הנטיות ההנה וקיומו, והן אומנם חזקות הן, כפי הראוי להיות בעניין פרטי. אבל עוד נמצאות נטיות שתעודתן כקיום הכללי, והוספת הכמותי והאיכותי של המצוי. There are different types of inclinations. There are those that are found in nature, for the purpose of those very inclinations, and they are strong, as they should be in this inyan prati, in this specific inyan. Aval od nimtzaot netiyot, but there are other types of inclinations, shetu'udatan, that their purpose, hi kiyum haklali, is the general existence. Not the specific existence, it's not prati, it's klali. והוספת הכמותי והאיכותי של המצוי, and adding on to quantity and quality of what exists. וזה הכוח הוא אדיר מאוד. Here the koach is very strong, incredibly strong. Ki lo rak chozik shel davar echad prati nimtza bo. It's not just the power of one thing, like we spoke about before, that they're only there for the etzem hanosei shel hanetiyot. In other words, they are here for these inclinations. These inclinations have a certain benefit, and they're here for that benefit, but they're only specific, they're only details. But then there's a netiya klalit. That's incredibly strong. כי אם חזקת מערכה שלמה של עתיד גדול שאין להגביל ערכו. It's so strong because it creates the future. And that can't be limited. In other words, why is the sexual desire so powerful? The answer is because the future of the universe depends on it. It's not just a koach prati. That a person likes to play basketball, a person likes to go camping. I have an acquaintance who's a big camper. He loves to go camping. So when I was a kid, I once went camping. To each his own, like they say. In any event, kim zurück zu unser Inyan, zu unser Nosse. So the sexual urge is so strong because the kiyum of all of mankind is dependent on it. This is a koach klali. The entire world depends on it. The future of mankind, which is really the future of the universe, because according to many, the world revolves around man. Rambam argues, but in Pashtus, we understand that the world is here for man. And the only way there can be man is if there's a sexual urge. על כן, אותו המעצור הניתן לנטייה של נשיאת פירות, שכפי כוח הפועל שלו, צריך כוח עוצר יותר חזק ואמיץ, מיוחס אל הכבל, כבלי ברזל, להורות שבמקום שאנו צריכים ללכת נגד לנטייה, שתכונתה שהיא עשיית פירות, פיתוח של עתיד, אז צריך לזה כוח מונע נמרץ וחזק, כוח ברזל, מה שלא נמצא הצורך כזה, בעת אשר אנחנו צריכים לבוא לעצור נגד בתייה אחרת, שיסודה רק בהווה והפרט לבדו, קבול לשני דלו אביד פי ואבי. Says the Rav, an incredible thing, just brilliant, brilliant. Why is kavul a lashon of not making peris? Because here, what are we trying to do? We're trying to prevent the male from mounting on the female. And that is the power of the future. That is an incredibly strong urge. There's only one way to stop that. And that is with shackles. Kavul means chains, shackles. You really have to work, like the Rav calls it, kavlei barzel, shackles of iron, to show that when you have to go against the netiyah of making peiros, against this inclination of producing children, so you have to go super stark, super stark. So that's why this lashon of kavul is the lashon of lo avid peiri. That's the only way to stop these peiros, which is the asid, which is the future, which is very tense, very powerful. The only way to stop that is with these chains. Continues the Gemara. What does Eretz Kavul mean? That, and then the Gemara, right? The Gemara tells us that they go at Kvulos, so that the they were tied up, so the males won't man on them. And how do we know it's the lashon of not making peiros? So he says, I don't like this. Eretz Kavul. And what's Kavul? That they were wrapped in silver and gold. Why? Because they were wrapped in silver and gold. Chiram didn't like them? The answer is, yeah. Because people are so mifunak. People are so spoiled, they don't want to work. Ha'atzlacha enoshit ha'mitznahelet ima tolada hitluya le'olam kshachut shel ha'atava va'etalut holech ima v'chol ma'aseha. Alken, gam b'yeshuva shel olam זאת היא המידה היותר נעלה. כשהיא עומדת על מצב כזה שהחיים של דור אחד ייתנו תוספת ברכה לחיים של דור אחר הבא אחריו. שאז נטיית ההוספה ועשיית פרי הולכת על מכונה. מה שאין כן, הדבר שישתנה העניין בתכונת החיים של דור אחד לא יוסיפו טוב ועוד יחסירו את עושר הדור הבא, אז עומדת היא התולדה על מצב מוזר מאוד וקרובה למשבר. על כן, העושר המשופע, כשהוא מתמלא יותר מגפי מידתו באיזה חברה אנושית, הוא נותר את כוח ההכרח לעבודה, והביטוי יביא שממון ויהיה פריחה למצב הארץ, שממון ויהיה הפרחה למצב הארץ, ואז יכירו רק הדורות הבאים את החיסרון. ודאי הדור שהוא כבר עלול למצוא מצב מפותח יותר, הוא כבר מושר לכך ונולד בהכרחים כאלה שמצריכים אותו לאותו הפיתוח, ושלא קדם הדור הקדום לו לתקן את חלקו, נמצא הדור האחרון במצב רב ונלחץ מאוד. רב אומר that human success is dependent on a chain. Each generation has to add to the coming generation. And that's the way it works. We develop something for the next door. The next door develops for the next door. The problems begin when one generation doesn't find it necessary to develop anything, to be productive at all. זה בעיה גדולה מאוד. Let's say people are so satisfied with their wealth, they have so much bounty, more than they need, so then why does a person have to go to work? There are people like that who inherited fortunes, or they didn't inherit them, they're just supported by their father, their rich father, and they don't have to do anything, and their lives are in shambles. I heard a good line recently from one of the richest people in the world, I don't remember which one, doesn't matter. And they asked him how much money he's giving his children, which I think I do remember now. He said, I want to give them enough money that they can do whatever they want, but not so much that they don't want to do anything. Which is really a brilliant insight. Want to give them enough that they have all the possibilities, but you don't want to give them so much they say, what do I need to do anything for? So when you have too much osher, so then there's no koach echreich la'avodah. There's no need to work. V'abitul yavish shimimon. And this bittul is going to bring for desolation, to bring desolation. V'yafracha, and a lack of productivity to the earth. And then the later generations are going to recognize that. Because each generation has new needs, and if the previous generation hasn't been developing anything, so then the next generation is going to find itself lacking. V'chein ha'davar noheg b'chol davar v'inyan ben mochamiyot ben mochaniyot. This is in ruchnius and gashmius. You always have to keep developing. Al ken ha'shirut yirak kamo kevel ha'mesim mu'aka al ha'chofesh shel ha'itpatchut ha'tova ba'al ha'raglei chayei avodah ve'melacha. It's an incredible thing. I mean, I keep saying that, but I never cease to be blown away by the Rav's insights. What's it called Eretz Kavul? What's Kavul? Kavul is that it's wrapped in silver and gold. Kavul is in Lashon, tied up. It's tied up with, I said wrapped, because I was just using the Art Scrollian translation. A better translation is tied up. It's tied up with gold and silver. Why is gold and silver considered being tied up? Gold and silver is terrific. And yet the Pasuk talks about these cities being tied up with gold and silver. So what's this inyan of being tied up? So ashirus are shackles. Kamo kevel hamesim waka lachofesh, that really this oppresses one's freedom of development to develop, of good development. It won't allow one to develop. It's going to obstruct proper development that comes as a result of working, which is the yisod of the bracha Hashem in the world. Kevin da'atiru mifanke la'avid avidita, since they're rich and spoiled, they're not working. The tudata chofesh shel hanetiya toldatit losafat bracha le'atid yichabel kan b'lo asiyat perot. And this freedom to add bracha to the world is going to be tied up. No peris. L'nuchal la'alot ma'alot shel ha'arzot et metkadmot l'fi avodah ba'al ha'ragalei achreach v'yitkareitz kavul ad hayom hazeh. What does it mean, eretz kavul? It's the lashon of the pasuk. Vayikrala merits kavul ad hayom hazeh. In other words, once it's bound up, to this day it's bound. Because once you're not developing, it's going to affect the future generations as well. Ve'ein shinu l'tava b'rubot hazmanim v'adorot. Ad shegazar b'tzedek she'osher hanifras hi kalkalat toldatit le'atid shel ha'aretz. V'neged ha'kavana retzuya me'et adon kol ha'masim baruch hu. Yoseh da'aretz v'konana asher lo p'tor l'bara l'shevet yitzara. So yeah, this is not good. This too much wealth is bad for society. And that's not what God wants. God wants us to work hard. There's a famous line by one Gentile that says that, to my mind, golden shackles are far worse than iron ones. For one easily feels the irksome and galling nature of the latter and is prone to forget the former. In other words, those chains, those golden shackles are the worst. Because then you're tied up by... You're tied up by wealth. So this is a great lesson for life. Eretz kavel ad hayom hazeh. Too much wealth is bad for you. Too much wealth obstructs productivity. It's good for a person to feel like he needs. It makes him get up and do stuff, be active and be productive and be constructive. Whereas when a person has too much, he's covered. So we had two lessons. We had one that the true freedom is being who you are. It's being able to actualize your inclinations. The inclination of the sexual drive is incredibly strong. And therefore the only way to stop, and that's because the future depends on it, and therefore the only way to stop that is with tying it up. Tying it up is the only way to stop the Paris. And then we said, why kavul? Because it's b'nei adam mechubala mikesef u'bizav. Because all of that, all of those riches tie a person up. Because they're atiru mufanti. Since they're so rich, since they're so spoiled, they don't do avoda. They don't work. And it's called that adayom hazeh, because it affects the future generations as well. It's a terrible way to live. We know that a lot of the world's great inventions came as a result of World War II. When war comes, people have to start being creative. They say that Switzerland isn't so much good comes out of Switzerland. Why? Because Switzerland has no pressure. It's never under pressure. Switzerland always stays neutral. It's always geschmack. It's always calm. It's always peaceful. But because of that, there's less productivity there. That's what I once heard, the explanation, if that's true. I'm not an expert in that, but it's definitely true. And when one is under distress, they become creative. So Mitzvah Shem, we will continue in this series next time. And I thank you so much for listening. This was fantastic. Baruch Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.